Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I finally got my dishwasher delivered, and they have you down as an installation company. So I wanted to find out when I could get it installed.
Okay, so they created an install order for you.
I would imagine so. I paid for it in the store.
Okay, what store did you make your purchase?
Home Depot.
Okay, and what is the phone number listed on your order?
352-250-9435.
352-250-9435. Okay, bear with me while I pull that up in our system. Still waiting on it to load. Okay, still waiting on it to load.
Your computer sounds as slow as mine.
Very slow. It's ridiculously slow. In the days it worked fast, it scared me. Because I'm not
I
used to it. I'm not used to it.
know, right?
I'll be like, okay. All right, so nothing is coming up under that phone number. You think they put a different phone number on the order?
I doubt it, but I can give you my husband's phone number. Hold on, I gotta look it up because I don't actually
Okay.
call him. I call him, but it's in my phone.
Hey, I understand. I hit that one or that two, or it's just been there, so we don't dial numbers.
Okay, his number is 352-406-8593. It's got to be under one of those because you guys have been calling me checking to
Okay.
see if I got if I got the dishwasher, and I had to keep saying that I didn't because it just kept being delayed and delayed and delayed. I mean,
Okay.
we bought it in the middle of February.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I have 352-406-8593 for your husband's number. Okay, we'll look his number up.
Weird because everything on the paperwork that I have from Home Depot says my phone number.
Okay.
So, the one I gave you first. So I don't know.
Right.
And that's the number you guys called me on to ask, say, hey, did you get your dishwasher yet? You ready for the install? And I had to keep saying no.
Well, that's the number it should have pulled up under. That is weird.
That's what I thought. So they just kept telling me, well, call us back when you get your dishwasher. So we finally got it, and I was like, all right.
Right, still searching under your husband's number. And it pulled up under your husband's number.
Weird.
Now that's weird. If we've been calling your, well, you know what? It may be a note on the order to call your number. Okay.
Oh, maybe. So, but still, it has my number and everything that it says on the receipts and the purchase order or the special services customer invoice. It only has my number. So weird. Anyway, I'm glad you found it.
That is weird. Okay. So I have Christy Crossman at 36633 Sundance Drive in Grand Island, Florida.
Yep, that's where we are.
Okay. Let's see what we have for an available date.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What's the matter? Who, buddy? Yeah. He's just barking. He's all right. Oh, no. He's barking because he can't get in this door because he's too lazy to walk around to the dog door. Come on. No, he's fine. He's just, he won't walk around. He's too lazy.
Okay, so
yeah, no, you're fine. Okay, what do you got for me?
The tech is in your area on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And of course, this Saturday is already booked, so we can do
of
the
course
27th, the 29th, or 1st of May.
How about we do Tuesday?
Okay.
That's next week, right?
Yes, ma'am, next Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, because I got stuff going on Wednesday. So, yeah, Tuesday would be great.
All right. Okay, so I got you scheduled for this coming Tuesday. They will call you on Monday night. What's your time frame for Tuesday?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. I'm just super excited we finally got it and we can get it in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. You do have a wonderful evening.
Okay. All right. You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.